I'm speaking with Rosalie Purvis, a doctoral student in the Department of Performing Arts, and Debaruti Chakraborty, doing research on women's narratives at the borders, and she's also an Indian classical dancer and actor from Kolkata. Rosalie and Debaruti are collaborating on a theater production called Root Map, being performed this Thursday night at 8 p.m. in Cornell University's Barnes Hall. So Rosalie and Debaruti, thank you for talking with me today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Rosalie, can you talk about the production Root Map? How did you come up with the name?
Oh, that's such a great question. I think it was Mickey who came up with the name,
yes.
Who's also one of our collaborators. I think it came from the fact that in some ways the play is about trying to find home and kind of find one's roots, but recognizing that roots and what roots even are anymore, or what home might even be, is kind of entangled and hard to decipher. And so I think the play in some ways is an attempt at creating a map of all that tangling of roots.
And so you use the word root with two meanings.
Yes, kind of we do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like both a root as in a direction, but also the roots, of like the roots of a tree or the roots of where we're from.
And Debaruti, can you talk about why you decided to collaborate with Rosalie?
Oh, that's very interesting. Basically, I have been working with Professor Deborah Castillo from Cornell University over a very long period of time. And we know each other. We've been in conversations with each other regarding work and... Professor Deborah Castillo has also taught me when I was a student in my master's. We have been talking about doing a play of this sort together, in which we would cross-read each other's stories and experiences. And after that conversation, it was actually Professor Castillo who brought all of us together, and we met over Skype. So I have been working, I have been collaborating with Rosalie, Carolina, Alejandra, Debbie, and Mickey over, and Eliguo over the last 1 year, I think. And then this production has been a two-way process in which they visited India and we actually worked together physically after having worked together virtually. And we staged the play there, and now Mickey and I, we are here in Ithaca to do the play together. Mm-hmm. And Rosalie and I, we share a lot of interests in common, particularly because we both are dancers. We both come from completely two different disciplines of dance, but we share a common language. We share common interest in terms of body studies and performance. And thereby, we even want to continue with our collaborations.
And Debaruti, one of your collaborators, Carolina Osorio-Gil of the Department of Latina and Latino Studies, says that one theme of the production, people don't cross borders, borders cross people. What do you think that statement means?
Oh, this relates to a history which is very pertinent to my culture. And I also know that this is very relevant as we've developed the play all along. It's very relevant in this context as well, because thinking of borders, when India was being bordered, people stayed. People were there in one piece of land together, sharing the same national identity, the same ethnic identities and all other identities. But due to politicization of religion, a border crossed through people. And they were made to move from one part of a territory to another. But it's actually a border that crossed lives, that crossed homes, that crossed schools, places of worship. So it's the border that crossed through lives of people.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I would want to mention this, that as we've been working and we've been developing the play across a very long time, we realized that there are stories of communities who have been in a particular land since the beginning, and they still are. It is borders that cross them, and they are made invisible, they are made inaudible, but they do not migrate, they are not even the immigrants, they are the people of the land, and it is the borders that cross them that push them to the periphery. And we've tried to also integrate the narrative into our play very recently.
Mm-hmm. And Rosalie, would you like to add anything to that too?
Yes, mm-hmm. That this sense of borders crossing us, it's funny because I grew up between the United States and Europe, and I have families on both sides. And then through marriage and other ways of family building, I now have family from Africa, from Asia. And this theme of borders crossing is something I've seen, you know, my whole life through Germany, where I had a lot of loved ones growing up, some of whom I was divided from by the border wall. When I was growing up, family members and friends I know from Korea who've experienced this border crossing through their families, their lives. And certainly in the U.S., we've seen this, you know, historically. And so, yeah, this theme, what was interesting to us, because we developed our script through our own stories, a combination of our own firsthand personal narratives and also family and ancestral kind of mm-hmm. narratives. And as we were weaving our stories together and also creating based on one another's stories, we kept finding how many commonalities there were. We expected to find vast differences, mm-hmm. say, between the experience of Germany and India, but actually mm-hmm. we were finding that so many of the experiences were very similar, actually, mm-hmm. and a lot of the tropes that come up, the images, the feelings, they were very, very interconnected.
Mm-hmm. And Debaroti, the premiere of Route Map took place in mm-hmm. your home city, Kolkata, mm-hmm. on January 27th. Right. Could you talk about that performance and who performed in it?
Okay, yes. So we had two performances of Route Map in Kolkata. One was in Jadavpur University, which was part of an international seminar on borders that we've been hosting from the Department of Comparative Literature. And the second was a public show, which we did in the city of Kolkata, where we collaborated with a collective with which I am associated in Kolkata, which is called Chaipani. Chaipani is a collective of artists from different disciplines. There are actors, dancers, designers, singers. So many of our friends from this collective Chaipani joined us in that particular production. We had an entire team of musicians who did the music, who created the music of Route Map. So Route Map traveled through many people's stories, I feel now, because we have co-created the script by a mode of sharing our own stories, as Rosalie has already mentioned, our personal experiences. And then our musician friends in Kolkata, they added their stories through music mm-hmm. that gave another layer to the entire play, because we've been actually dealing with, I think, 9 or 10 languages now in this particular play. There are Bengali folk songs which have been used, a completely different texture of music which was used. And we staged the play, we did the public performance on 27th. It was received very well in my city, particularly because it was one of a kind of performance in which the audience interacted with us at different levels. They were, since the stories are from a wide cultural and historical context, that opened up a dialogue. Mm-hmm. And the dialogue continues. Even now, we have been talking with people, they've been giving us feedback, because I think this cross or this sharing of narratives, the sharing of experiences across culture did open up a forum for dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
Borders and migration being very, very important issue mm-hmm. today.
Mm-hmm. And Rosalie, can you talk about the many languages that are spoken in the production? I know Debaroti just referred to some of them, and how the play can provide a way for the audience to understand what's going on.
Yes. Well, this happens to be something I'm really fascinated by. Perhaps it's growing up in a, you know, multilingual setting myself, but I'm really interested in how language isn't necessarily always the best way to communicate, especially when you're dealing with you know, many cultures all together. Language can sometimes betray us as the prime mode of communication. And so the play contains many languages. I will say, I think the production here is mostly in English, and a lot of the text in other languages in some way translated, whether it's physically translated or spoken, you know, multiple times. So I've actually never heard of a viewer, an audience member, you know, even children watching, who've ever said they had trouble following the story due to language. And to me, that's a testament to the fundamental kind of ability that humans have to supersede those differences, I think, to kind of find ways to rise above them or move through those barriers. And that's something that was very important to us with the play. And we also didn't want to assume that our audience would have any one particular mother tongue. I mean, that certainly wasn't true in Calcutta, that there was one mother tongue that the whole audience shared. And I know that's not true for our audience here. There's going to be people with very different language backgrounds viewing the play. So if we take away the assumption that everybody shares one language to begin with, then we're trying to communicate, and language is one of the tools, but it's not the only one. I think now we've hit 12 languages at this point.
Because
we have recently there have been a few languages added, Hindi and Mohawk. And those two were not in the production in Calcutta. I think there was one other language, but I'm blanking on what it was.
And yes, so De Baruti, what is the soundtrack for the play like? You did mention that in Calcutta that you had musicians playing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So there has been an exchange in terms of music also, because in Kolkata, our musician friends, they created a music for Route Map, which they shared with musicians in Ithaca. So in Ithaca, we have our musician friends who responded to the music and to the play that we've created, and they have again added another level of music. So we have our musician friends from Kolkata, we have from Ithaca, we have Colleen, and we have Michael and Carlos and Sam, who are adding to the music of Route Map. So I feel there has been, so again, these two groups of musicians, they've not met each other yet, but I feel that they are already communicating with each other, because they are, it's a two-way process, and they are responding to each other's creations.
So, using different musical language elements,
to different
in a way.
Musical language
musical
elements.
Traditions.
Yes.
So they're responding to the same theme or feelings, but with different musical traditions and techniques.
Mm-hmm. And Rosalie, the play will be performed next in El Paso, Texas. And how was that location chosen, and who will be performing there?
Well, we're all going to be, the core group is going to be traveling there together. And that location was chosen because it's close to it's on the U.S.-Mexico border. So our goal is to take this play to places where there are issues coming up with borders. So that was the reason we chose that location. Mm-hmm. And when we perform there, some local actors will be joining us there as well. Mm-hmm. So every time, we're developing a pattern now, and I'm also hoping that we'll perform the play more in other locations.
Rosalie, how can our listeners find out more about the play Route Map in Barnes Hall?
In Barnes Hall, Thursday at 8 o'clock.
Thank you. So again, I'd like to thank De Baruti Chakraborty, as well as Rosalie Purvis, who also is collaborating on the play. Thanks so much
thank
for coming
you
in
so
today.
Much. Thank you so much. For-